And with this one, I shall be done with Beyond Westworld. Let's get to our theme song.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to LIW Westworld Review / Violent Ends, episode 43, Beyond Westworld 105, Takeover, or Takeover. It's credit on the screen of the episode, it's one word, Takeover. On IMDb and the YouTube channel, it's take hyphen over. I don't know why, the discrepancy. Just go off what they say in the titles. It's Takeover. It's one word. I'm going to change my shit because of that's what they wanted. God damn. Whatever. I gotta admit, this episode, I know what the fuck was happening most of it. I didn't like it, but I liked it more than the other ones, I guess. Some of the other ones. I gave it a 5. I'm just saying that now because I'll probably forget by the time we get to the end because I'll start my wrap-up shit. All right, there's some news guy talking about an officer-involved shooting. They said the guy charged the officer, so he shot him. There's a whole controversy happening. Immediately, a cop is attacked on the streets. The important thing, though, is George Takei is doing a surgery on the cop. The nurse is a robot, we know. But he puts a microchip inside the cop's brain, which is the plot of the rest of the episode. The cop is talking to his wife in the hospital about adopting a kid. Pamela, the nurse, comes in a bad wig. I'm just skimming through this beginning because it's just setting up and it's one scene after another. Just Mora does his favorite thing, which I'm definitely going to play that in a second here, which is scolding someone while they're laying injured in a hospital bed. The man fucking loves it. The man cannot get enough of it. Let me find that scene. It must be right here. Yeah, here it is.
Well, was there anyone else on the force who knew where you were going?
Anyone could have known or found out. Look, Moore, I may have my share of enemies in the department, but I can't believe any one of them would try to kill me.
But maybe murder wasn't on their mind.
Oh, I suppose they were trying to replace me with a robot, too.
Why not? It's your head of security for high-ranking visitors to this city. You can get close to anyone and without suspicion.
Important visitors for this year have already been through. Foreign dignitaries, presidential candidates.
Is there anyone else due in?
Yeah, Governor Harper, he's coming in for a TV debate.
He probably timed that attack on you to coincide with the governor's visit. Quaid, he never...
All right, blah, blah, blah. So, Moore decides to go undercover as a traffic cop. He's wearing the outfit with the helmet and everything, and he's using a robo-detector and finds out that it may be a cop because he walks into the room, into the precinct, and it starts going... Boop, 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 and he's like, oh, no, one of them's a robot. And I'm like, why not single them out? Hold it at the doorway and watch as they pass through it like a metal detector. Seems really fucking easy to figure it out from here. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You're getting a signal that the robot is sending a signal. Single out the signal. This seems very easy and should be over right now in this scene. Hey, everybody, there's a robot in this room. Stand against the wall. If you're not a robot, you got nothing to fear. If you are, it's the thing. If you are it, we're going to... You're not you. You didn't beep. A little beep, but it just means you're a piece of shit. The next guy. Oh, yep. You're the robot. Okay. Well, there we go. All you other cops, shoot this fucking robot. Take him down. End of episode. But no, he decides to freeze frame and go to commercial break instead. Quaid and the professor, they're looking bored while they're watching Beyond Westworld, and I do not blame them. But they're trying to use a chip in the human to make him kill more, and he doesn't want to do it. So he doesn't do it. I forget the guy's name. I wrote it down, but not until way later when I learned the guy's name because I started calling him Copbot. I don't remember his actual name. Pamela shows up and pretends to interview the cops. And I'm just like, why be undercover? I don't know why because they're not undercover in the rest of the episodes, it seems. Oh, except for the music one where they're pretending to be journalists. I just don't understand what they're doing. Why they're doing, whatever. The chip in the brain cop, he talks to a RoboCop, if you will. CopBot is what I call them because it's a cheap knockoff of RoboCop. He mentions to Moore that he checked out with his doctor, or mentions to Pamela. They checked out with his doctor and he's fine. He's getting angry. And then Oh, this is the scene where he talks to him. Sorry. He talks to Robotage, that I called him. Because this is our episode where the most famous person here is the robot, is a robot, not the robot. But he talks to the robot Takei, and he's like, it's just stress. Oh, my. Oh, my. It's stress that you're dealing with. And then he leaves. Moore comes up with a plan to use this projector, this image on the wall where they come in with fake guns and they shoot the wall as just training. He decides to take all the cops in there, and because robots use heat sensors to shoot with, and they won't be able to see anything. So that's how he's trying to read them out. But then one of the people grabs it, and they replace the wax bullets with real bullets, so it blows up the wall and ruins the thing. And I'm like, John, in the first episode, you killed the first robot by just dumping him in some water. Why not just walk around, risk being called a dick, and walk around with a glass of water to everyone and go, hey, by the way, I'm so sorry, man. That was rude. Here's a towel. Let me pay for your whatever. Give him $5. Here's a hot dog. Go get it. On me. It's on me. Something. Or fuck you. Here's a glass of water. Oh, fuck you. I'm a cop too, bitch. Fuck you. Here's water. And just see who the goddamn robot is. You're oh my God, you're just delaying everything. Splash some goddamn water on him. It's like my problem with M. Night Shyamalan's the alien one. Just a glass of water will take the fucking alien out. That's it. And that's what he does later. Like, oh my God. Whatever. His next scheme is to take them to the pool and see who tans. And Pamela's there tanning because we got to get Pamela in a bathing suit at some point. And here we are. And I wrote down, gross, because this dude is next to her and she like moves her thing because robots can't tan, I guess, for some fucking reason, whatever. And then the guy's like, if I'm in the sun too long, I get blisters. And my blisters get blisters. And he got these blisters in like a minute. And they show it and it was horrendous. Like it was like he got bit by a zombie and it got infected, and then that infection got an infection, and the infection's infection got AIDS, and the AIDS got syphilis. It just, oh my God, it was disgusting. And I was like, how do you ever, why would you ever go outside? You are fucking Nosferatu from that day forward when you get your first blister. I'm powder. I'm not going in the fucking sunlight. I'm the family from the others. I'm having doors closed behind me. I'm boarding off the windows. I'm not risking this because fuck that. That looks like it would take years to heal if you're going to keep the limb at all. That man, my man looked like he had the goddamn plague. Some cop is getting mad with Moore because he thinks he's with Eternal Affairs, so he starts to punch him. And I'm like, is that really a good idea to punch Eternal Affairs? The one people who can get you fired? Like, is that a good idea, man? I don't know, but whatever. And then they show Quaid, and he's watching the show, and he looks bored as shit, and he's with the professor. And I'm like, it makes me wonder if the guy who plays Quaid was happy this show got canceled. What would he do if it went to series? If this went to a full season, and then seasons, he's just sitting in a room watching the TV, and every once in a while, tell him to kill that guy. Oh, damn you, Moore. You bested me. We'll see what he does here. Probably nothing. Oh, he foiled us again. Damn it. Damn it, Moore. That's all he does. Every episode so far. How boring is that for... Or is he like, this is an easy fucking paycheck. I'll take it. Whatever. You know, actors of this era were definitely drunk. So he's probably like, yeah, it gives me booze. It's fine. I'll do it. I'll sit in a room. I can't stand anyway. It's cool. I can't walk. Kill him. He's probably not even. He probably thinks he's watching, getting paid to watch the show. He doesn't even know he's acting. The governor arrives in a helicopter, and Moore takes him back to the hotel because Moore is officially in charge of the police now for some fucking reason. Quaid overtakes his dude and uses it to protect the officer in a shooting. I don't know what that means. I'm going to have to fast forward here to figure out what the fuck that meant. That's why I read it that way, because I don't know what that note meant, and I wrote it. I have no idea. Don't care. Oh. Quaid overtakes his dude and he uses it. I'm more obsessed with figuring out this sentence, and uses it to protect officer in the shooting. Oh, okay. So he put the chip in the cop's brain, and he uses it for that cop to protect the cops, the cop that was involved in the original shooting that this episode started with. And I'm like, but why? Because I thought a robot attacked that guy. What for? Freeze frame on Quaid is the thing I wrote, because that's how every dramatic piece has to end. Freeze frame, credits, or not credits, commercial. So the governor debate starts in a few hours, and Moore and Pam can't figure out why Quaid wants the governor dead. And so it's Quaid and Pam in a hotel room just talking, and I'm like, the sexual tension is just overbearing, guys. I can't focus with all this sexual tension. You guys are just so exciting. Oh, here's a delightful scene. Speaking of Quaid being bored.
You've done it. It's the ultimate expression of technology. A human robot.
Freeze frame. That's how all the commercial breaks sound. Oh, man. Anyway, I can't figure out why he wants the governor dead. It doesn't quite make sense until later. Moore follows up on the doctor, and the living robot guy said he was. He follows up on the robot guy, RoboCop, CopBot. Follows up on CopBot, and he's like, "Yeah, I talked to my doctor." This is what I mentioned earlier when I got ahead of myself. He's like, "Yeah, I talked to my doctor. It turns out it's just stress induced, blah blah blah," because he turned down his. He had a scene where he's trying to adopt the kids and he doesn't sign the paperwork and he's like, I don't know if I want to go through with this, because that's what Quaid made him do. And then for some fucking reason, later Quaid, I'll get to that later because it's in my notes, but I wanted to get to it now because I'm bringing the kids up, but I won't. I'm going to show some restraint here. Moore goes to follow up with the doctor, and then she's like, the doctor wasn't there. He just gets his voice, you know, his voicemail. And he's like, oh, fucking, he's out. So George Takei's just out of the episode now. The police escort the governor The police, they're escorting the governor. They arrive at the debate. The governor sets off the metal detector, so Moore has to run down there. And they already set up that the governor's wearing a vest. He's wearing a vest, so that must have gone off because of my bulletproof vest that's made of metal. That's the reason. Yep. Very clearly hinting the whole time that he's a robot. Pam says she found the signal using her goddamn tape recorder, because that's what they're using as a prop, and they're calling it a tracking beacon, but it's clearly a tape recorder. They track it down to Riley, who's the most obvious suspect, the cop. Quaid has him run away as Moore steals a garbage truck and kills him. But Riley's like, it seems like he was like the sergeant of the police. He was clearly the biggest suspect. He's the one they didn't question everything with. And he was always goddamn there watching. So I was like, oh, of course it's him. Who else is? But he stabs him with a forklift on a garbage truck and then just lifts it up and dumps him into the garbage truck. I was like, damn, that was the harshest one to date. Like, every time they got to kill a robot in a different way. And I feel like they're going to get run out of ideas if this went to series and just be like, and then John Moore pimp slaps him and he blows up. We got nothing. I got fucking nothing. And you can start overriding him. I programmed his brain to self-destruct when he talks next. Like, some stupid shit is going to happen if this kept going. I want to play the governor debate, because it is the most hilariously generic debate you'll ever hear in your life. Where is it? Where does this start? This is the guy introducing it. Here's the debate. Oh, he kills him right here, the truck. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, here we go. Here's the goddamn debate.
How prophetic of Mr.
Here we go.
Remind me to thank him for his unwitting assistance.
I love it.
Go to the regular television.
So program. Bland and just generic.
And so I say it's time. The politicians stop thinking about themselves.
Yes.
While the public's still worried about the issues.
Yes.
I think we can do better.
Of course. I am clapping.
Governor Harper, you have 3 minutes to reply to Mr. Roberts. It would take much more than 3 minutes to respond to all of my opponent's uninformed views.
Because he's a bitch. He's a bitch old bitch. Anyway, that's the debate we get. The people need better. They need better. We deserve it. Because I am running for governor. And he ends everything. Oh, upward inflection. Terrible. Quaid activates the living cop bot to go and kill the governor. Moore pulls the governor in front of the bullet when he realizes that he's the cop because Pamela off screen whisper yells, he's not sweating. Robots don't sweat. So Moore pulls the governor in front of the bullet and the cop bot shoots him, kills him. Quaid overrides the cop bot to shoot Moore and he's like, no, I won't, and drops the gun. And this is when he goes, I'll play the clip here. That's when he blows him up.
Fought against. You're going from cop to killer.
No, that's the very end of it.
Nelson killing.
But here's the... Keep in mind, he hasn't talked to this guy about anything personal.
Mike, think of Liz and the children. You wanted to sign those papers, you wanted those kids, but you wouldn't do it because Quaid wouldn't let you.
How did he know that? How did John, I swear to God, John Moore is like a ghost and there's seven of them and he just sits there invisible and quiet and just watches everything. He just knows all. It's like John Moore was handed the Beyond Westworld script itself and was like, here's your today, John. And just so you know what's going to happen. And it's fucking terrible. And then he makes Copbot lower the weapon. And he saves his life, blah, blah, blah. And then Quaid's like, oh, dang, he did it again. And then this is how, John Moore and Pam are walking out of the place. And they're like, well, you remember how they mentioned on the news that I wasn't there for, that the governor got in an accident 2 years ago. So he died in reality and got replaced by this governor bot. So, yeah. And then the series ends on just a terrible fucking joke about, I guess they don't make good bedfellows. Bam, Westworld.
So the governor actually died and Quaid replaced him.
Right. And if Quaid's robot governor would have won that election, Quaid not only would have had control of the state, but a good chance of reaching the White House as well.
Well, it's true. Politics makes strange bedfellows.
That was real. It felt like I made an edit there. I did not. I let that play in real time so that I can smoke and take a drink. It's, oh my God, that's how the fucking series ends. So terrible. In my mind, she said, I guess it's true what they say. Government and robots don't, or make strange bedfellows. Like, that's what she said. But no, it was less stupid than I thought, but still pretty stupid. That's the end of the series. There's no more. I'm done with this. I'm going to do Future World next in a few minutes, and then I'm going to do Westworld. I'm doing the redux of those, and then I'm done. Then I'm out of here, and I'm so glad. But I am very glad I watched this show just so I know what it was. And, you know, it was always going to – if I didn't get to it, it was always going to bug me. So I'm very glad I actually did it. I committed to it years ago, finally got around to it because I purchased this show. 2-3 years ago, I don't even know, maybe longer. So I'm finally fucking done. I can say I watched it. I don't have to go back to it. I'm not doing reduxes on those. I did it, guys. So until next time, which is Future World. And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.